So as the debate rages over health funding, the first news poll of this campaign shows Labor maintaining its election-winning lead. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Hi, Fran.
That's exhausting already, these rival Mediscare campaigns. I won't go through them again, but how hard do
you like to see listeners take a small test on the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, they're into it. I've got plenty of texts about it. How do you think, how hard will it be for voters to separate fact from fiction over the next 5 weeks, Michelle?
I think it's very hard, and because both sides are resorting now to scare campaigns and exaggerations, I think that this will turn off a number of the voters for even longer than normally would be the case given their mood.
Okay, so we've got these election lines being tested now. The election will be a fundamental contest between better hospitals rather, and bigger tax loopholes. That's Bill Shorten. Scott Morrison talking about the $387 billion tax bomb, hinting at recession if Labor wins. Which line do you see having the most impact, the most power in this?
It's hard to tell at this stage. We're still in the very early days of the campaign. Obviously, the tax scare is a very strong one that the government's going to go with all through. But we do know that people are fairly preoccupied with services. One point I thought that was interesting coming out of the health discussion is that there hasn't been much focus on this new Medicare item, and we do need to probably probe what proportion of people treating cancer patients would be willing to bulk bill. That, I think, is a legitimate question.
Yeah, and maybe a hard one to get an answer to, though, in this short time, because oncologists will need to see, and it depends if people are upfront with it. And at a desperate time, it's very difficult sometimes to be that. Michelle, on another issue, taxpayer-funded ads are strictly banned during election campaigns, but the Victorian state government has now chipped in with ads claiming Commonwealth funding cuts to schools and hospitals. It's called the Our Fair Share campaign. What do you think about this?
I think it's pretty outrageous. After all, Labor was complaining, and I felt quite legitimately, about taxpayer-funded ads just before the election was called on government policies. And now we see a Victorian Labor government really doing the same thing, just using public money for propaganda purposes to make its point. Well, it's really not a lot different.
Okay, and just briefly, Michelle, the news poll, not much change, Labor's still out in front, but the total vote for all independents and minor parties has plummeted.
It is interesting that the vote does seem to be polarising. Of course, most of the difference, and these are small movements, sure, but has come from a fall in the One Nation vote, and One Nation has been further discredited with all the reporting about its canvassing of the American gun lobby. Yep. So there's that factor. But also people may be really sharpening their choices in this election between the two majors. Maybe
this is a polarising election. Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan.